They overlap and interweave with each other. Sometimes they seem to be in opposition. But the layers of Jewish power, a multi-sided force, merge into one uniform power block. Don't be fooled when they don't act in unison. Jews in the media have their own agenda, especially if they're dual citizens of Israel and the U.S. Whose side are they on, anyways?
Jeffrey, I want to stick on the Republican side. Donald Trump got some praise from Vladimir Putin this week, which he seemed to like.
Yes, he did. And you know, I've been thinking about this all week. I can't recall a similar experience in which the leading candidate for one of the major parties is praising and receiving praise from a former KGB. I mean, he's a former KGB official who is the despot running an adversarial country, Russia.
Why, of course it's adversarial for Jews like Goldberg who fear the growing authority of the church in Russia. For where the Orthodox Church is strong, Jewish power grows weaker. And too bad for Goldberg that Putin was just a KGB functionary in East Germany with nothing to do but fill out reports. Yes, it's true, plenty of Jews in the media don't like Trump. They're mostly left-leaning Democrats who at times pose as Republicans. But some high-ruling Jews don't tout the script.
You told me you agree with some of the things that Donald Trump has said. You disagree with some of the things he has said. Are you endorsing him for president?
Yeah, I am. I think that we need in this country, I'm sort of being an activist in the country now. I think it's sort of a no-brainer. You can't keep it going the way it is. We're dysfunctional.
No dysfunction at AIPAC, the most powerful lobby in the world. They disprove the notion that all Jews hate Trump. For some 18,000 Jews last month gave Trump fervent cheers and standing ovations.
I came here to speak to you about where I stand on the future of American relations with our strategic ally, our unbreakable friendship, and our cultural brother, the only democracy in the Middle East, the State of Israel. Thank you. My number one priority is to dismantle the disastrous deal with Iran.
But there's another layer of Jewish power that plays its cards very close to its chest. They don't dabble in political quarrels. They don't get wound up over election debates. They don't have to, since they control America's money and care not who makes its laws or who promises the sky on campaign stumps. Stone-faced Jews at the Fed keep their cool. They can kill off a country and a president in a minute by manipulating interest rates and currency valuations. I mean, with the power to print money, loan it to the government, and charge interest on it, then the Constitution, which confers that power on Congress, becomes a scrap of paper. That's power, my friends, power at the top that no president has. Trump can't come close. They've got him covered, not his back, but subtle pressure can do great things. It's all about making America great again, isn't it? They say blondes have more fun, and only their hairdressers know for sure. Same with America. Layers of Jewish power can do great things, and only the Jews at the top know for sure.